The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Hello and welcome. We're so glad to have you here today on Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle. We're your co-hosts, Misty Young and the star of our show, Sherry Carey Baum.
Good morning.
I know you don't like the whole star of our show thing, but...
No, it makes me a tad bit uncomfortable.
But the fact is, you are a registered nurse, nurse practitioner, certified nurse midwife, master of science in nursing, American College of Lifestyle Medicine, board certified. Kind of got a lot of credentials going on.
I do. That means I'm an overachiever.
So glad you are, because what we're doing is bringing to you from KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial, broadcasting out of a tiny little studio in Brookings, Oregon, this wonderful community on the Oregon coast. What we're bringing you is Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle. This is all about the little things and some big things that you can do to improve your health, your outlook, and heck, even your pocketbook. So we're talking about lifestyle. And when we are, remember this, different isn't always better. But better is always different. Now, before we get started, want to give a big thank you to all the folks behind the scenes here at KCIW, whether they're working in the board of directors or out in the community raising funds to keep this little station on the air. They're doing a great job and we really appreciate them all. Thank you. All right, so Nurse Sherry.
Okay, I got to call you on this.
Uh-oh.
From our little studio in Brookings, Oregon. You guys would not believe where we are because of the recent increase in the COVID virus spreading around. We are in a closet.
We are literally in a closet. We are surrounded by man clothes and lady clothes.
We are in this tiny little room with two chairs and a table, and the clothes are what? Maybe 6 inches away from us?
Yes.
I love it. But I think it's important that we continue with the radio show, even though it's not easy. And I do appreciate
our
lovely woman who helps us with editing. Because, man, do we make her life hard.
We do make it hard. And you know what? You know what else is hard? Is it's hard being in pandemic times,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, I'm fatigued.
You're fatigued. And everything has to shift, doesn't it? Everything had to change, whether it's where we go or how often we go or what we're doing. Heck, even this year, our holiday celebrations are changing, aren't they?
They are. What a great intro, Misty. You're so good at this.
I have
so
fun.
We planned on talking about how to survive the holidays when you eat with a whole food plant-based diet.
Yes.
When you decide you're going to be eating more plants than animal products and oil and processed food. So that's kind of where we're going. But it was such a beautiful lead-in.
Such a nice segue.
Loved it so much that I...
You had to comment on it.
I had to. So I kind of ruined it. But...
It's all good.
We do want to talk because it's the number one question people always ask me. Well, the number one is, where do you get
your
protein? And do you eat like a rabbit?
Right.
But so the number three question is, what do you do when you have company or when you go out?
Right.
How do you celebrate the holidays? And I think part of it is, let's first of all talk about the whole food plant-based. So basically it's non-processed food.
Yes.
It's not using fat. It's not animal products. Mm-hmm. It's reducing or eliminating the oil, because you're going to get enough fat from your nuts and your seeds and your avocados and your olives and all those other delicious food that you include in it.
Yes.
But I want to go back to, what do the holidays mean to you? And unfortunately, in our culture, we've really incorporated food as a reward. We've included it as a way of loving people and caring for people. So I kind of want to start out with, if you're loving people, then let's bring in good food to love them with.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I have to tell you, I have cleaned out my pantry over the years going, this isn't healthy. Do I give it to the food bank? Or it's like, no, just donate to the food bank some money or fruit or vegetables.
Right.
But not donate the food that I think isn't healthy for me.
Right. It's one of those things. If you think it's not healthy for you and you wouldn't even eat it, why would you give it to
the food bank? So I'm not saying do not donate to the food bank.
Definitely, please,
especially right now, donate to our food bank.
Right.
If you have a garden and you have extra produce or you have anything extra from your garden, talk to your food bank. I bet you they would take it.
Yeah.
or just donate money.
Sure. And there's local churches and synagogues and other social service organizations that actually prepare meals.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some things that I want to take to the food bank. For instance, this is a good example, right? You taught me about the benefits of low-fat living.
Right.
And even though you started in on me at least a year ago about low-fat living, I kept a fully unopened bottle of toasted sesame seed oil. It's been in my cupboard this whole time. And an open bottle of toasted sesame seed oil.
So you don't need both because one's going to go rancid.
I don't need any of them.
Yeah.
That was the whole point. Like, I don't need any of them. Now, if I take an open bottle of toasted sesame seed oil to the food bank,
they can't use it.
They won't take it. But I've taken many open packages to some of the local churches that provide meals.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
And they take those things.
Oh, that's a smart idea.
Yeah.
Hadn't thought of that. But what I'm getting to is if we're going to have a holiday meal, maybe incorporating more fruits and vegetables into the meal plan.
Yeah.
Okay. So the number one meal that we've been eating on Christmas Eve for about 25 years now is cioppino, which I know I say it wrong, but I love saying it the way I do.
I love it.
I like stretch it out. You know, like I pretend I'm going to tell you. Cioppino.
She's got the hand motions and everything. It's awesome.
I'm stretching it as far as I can get it. But it's our tradition for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
25 years. Yep. Minimum 25 years we've been doing this. And I'm whole food. My son's vegan. So really, we've learned how to make this fish soup delicious by adding in mushrooms and potatoes. So we still get that flavor profile that makes us so happy and is so comforting.
Yeah.
We still have our holiday.
But there's no fish in it. There's no clams.
There's no
or
butter.
Shells or butter or...
Yeah, you add butter to this recipe and a boatload of oil and all those other things. But I've revamped it so that we still get the flavor profile. We still get the color. We still get the seasoning that's vibrant that reminds us of Christmas Eve.
Nice.
So we're still getting it. Now, when we have company, I will add fish to another pot for other people just because that's what I do. You know, it's hard for me not
to. You're kind that way to help the other people kind of have what's in their traditional.
In their tradition and what they expect. But really start thinking about how you can revamp that food to really nourish yourself and other people, but still get that comforting holiday feeling and that loving feeling.
Right.
Because my soup has always been my way of loving people and giving them a gift. That was my gift to family and friends.
Yeah. That's so neat. Well, you know, when you think about when you're navigating the holidays and some of the things that we do during the holidays is we show up to people's houses. We either go to their houses or we have them over to our houses and everything's always revolving around food, isn't
it? Oh, absolutely.
Right? It all revolves around food. What I find is that we tend to kind of with a wink and a nod, you know, like, oh, it's the holidays, you know, so we're going to go a little off.
Okay.
But what happens, though, is that going off in the holidays is actually the same thing that we do in April and in July and in September and in March. It just doesn't matter. The standard American diet kind of has us going off. And I'm literally doing wink and a nod.
Right.
We're going to go off for the holidays. But what happens is we've just incorporated that way of living all the time. We're always going off. And what's really cool about the holidays and what I love is that you just said, love people with food. Go off in a new way. Bring a salad of cranberries and walnuts and spinach and raspberries and find a way to express love through food that says, I love you enough to prepare something that's going to nourish and provide nutrients.
Oh, I love that too.
Yeah.
But I also have to go back to, I love that idea.
Yes.
Because most of the food that I serve, if we're having a special holiday.
Uh-huh.
Now, we don't have any special company coming this year because it's COVID. Yeah. So we're not going to have any of our family and friends that typically would be there because this is a big dinner. This is like 20 people. This is usually a very big event. Everything else is incredibly healthy too.
Yeah.
Right? Like your salad that you just described.
Yes.
Vibrant, colorful, really brings out the nutrients and the micronutrients and macronutrients. Because that's how you're healing your body, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can make those dishes. The other thing I want to say is, you know what? If you break loose on Christmas, there's the day after Christmas.
That's right.
Right? And you just restart, revamp.
Yep.
Be kind to yourself and remember, okay, so what if I ate pecan pie or whatever is the favorite?
Yes.
Right? Limit it. So if you're going to splurge, I'm going to say, okay, that's allowed. I mean, honestly, we're all adults.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
Have your celebration however you need to have it.
Absolutely. Make it less.
Yeah.
So instead of a whole piece or a quarter of a pie,
right,
make it a sliver.
Yeah.
And then add fruit to the side. Do something that's good for you too, so that you don't have it. But honestly, if people are judging you by what you eat, shame on them, right? And I don't want you judging yourself either. Mm-hmm. So if people decide to break through, or they decide this is what they're going to eat, eat it. And then tomorrow, get back on track.
Right. Just be conscious about it.
Right.
You know, be conscientious kind. And be kind, and be kind to yourself. You said, I want to talk about being kind and being kind to ourselves and being compassionate. This is not all or nothing. It's called making progress. We said different isn't always better, but better is always different. So what is a different thing you can do this holiday season? For instance, maybe usually during the holidays, you get completely twisted 2, 3, 4, 6 times during the holidays, right? Maybe you just drink a massive amount of alcohol.
Oh, is that what twisted means?
Oh my gosh, Gary and I have so many words for alcohol. Yeah, there's twisted. Well, it's funny, you think about all the things. Most of them you can't say. There's like, face, and then, you know.
Oh,
right,
gotcha.
Right, yeah.
Twisted just, is a nice
twisted,
way to
say it. But whatever, I mean, maybe you get less twisted. Maybe you... Yeah. Drink a little bit less. Maybe
Drink more water.
Maybe you do a one-to-one strategy. So you say, hey, for every hot cocoa and peppermint schnapps I have, that was always one of my favorite holiday drinks.
Dang, that's a sweetie.
It's a sweetie. Oh, man, it doesn't feel good the next day. But if you're going to do hot cocoa and peppermint schnapps, maybe you do one of those, one water. One of those, one water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
be kinder to yourself.
Be kind.
But we're proponents of a whole food plant-based. So we are proponents of not slipping up.
Yes.
Just because I want success. I want people to feel positive. I want them to release weight. I want them to release some of the medications that they have, you know, working with your doctor, of course.
Of course.
Anytime you do a whole food plant-based diet, if you jump in with 2 feet and you really start to change things, you're going to start to see that you need changes in your medication as well.
You know
so
what?
Always check in with your doctor before you do this.
I love that you brought that up, because we've talked about this so many times, but the one thing we've never really said about that is there is so much power in food.
Oh, yeah. Healing
you. There's so much power, healing power in food. It's like one of those things, like, you have to talk to your doctor.
You do.
You really do, because you are going to change your body so dramatically and so rapidly when you really do make this transition over to whole food. And I love that you talk about, what's the number of days? How long does it take in your taste?
10 days.
10 days, right?
So I love that.
10 days. Yeah.
You're not going to want the sweets, the fat, and the salt as much. But you got to do whole food completely to get that crossover of having your taste buds regenerate and be new, so that they really do start to taste the taste. Because every time we eat high fat, high sugar, and high salt, it kind of deadens them.
Kind of coats your taste buds in a way, deadens them. In the old days when I used to love candy, I loved candy. Of course, I loved chocolate. Don't we all?
Oh, don't we all?
Chocolate's a health food if you eat it right.
Well, if you're doing the dark cocoa and you don't have a lot of cocoa butter in there and a lot of sugar in there, absolutely.
That's right. But I also loved the sweet and tangy taste of things like Starburst and Skittles.
Oh,
Well, if you sit down and have Starburst and Skittles, either or, and then taste an apple or an orange, the apple or the orange don't taste so great.
No, they don't.
Now, I have a feeling if I was to eat a Starburst or a Skittles in the way I used to eat them, I would probably get wired out of my mind and just,
I don't think you would enjoy them. I think the sugar is just overpowering.
Yeah.
I really do.
Did you say the other day, the average American eats how many teaspoons of sugar a day? Did you say 17 teaspoons of sugar a day?
I think that's the number. Think about that. And you don't know it. It's not like you're sitting there at the table
counting your 17 teaspoons.
Right. They sneak it in other food. Well, it's in your ketchup. Cereal, it's in, if
your
you eat instant oatmeal, there's a lot. In your peanut butter, your, I mean, we could just go forever.
Yeah, in your pasta sauce, right?
Oh,
in your salsa.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah,
that really
crazy.
Makes me angry.
But coming back to this idea of holidays, don't we celebrate the holidays a lot of time with sugars and sweets
of course
and
we
treats,
do.
Right?
We
there's
do.
Cookies and pastries
we
and pastas.
Do.
And,
I just made a whole food plant-based snickerdoodles for my neighbor, and I hope she liked them. I liked them. I hope she liked
them. What's in them?
It is, oh gosh, sesame.
Oh, tahini?
Tahini. Ground tahini, and it is maple sugar.
Maple sugar, okay.
A little bit of maple sugar. Not a lot, just enough to coat it with the cinnamon. And then it was oat flour and fake egg, you know.
Yeah, like an egg replacer.
Egg replacer.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. They really were good. I mean, my husband's looking at him like, really? You're going to give them all away?
I'm like, you can have one or two. You've had I feel sorry for the guy.
I am tough.
You tell me that people ask you all the time, like, do you have to eat like a rabbit on this program? And your poor husband, he has to eat rabbit food. But I've tasted your food. Your food is amazing. You know,
and, he's pretty happy. He never complains.
Never complains. Well, and in addition to, you know, registered nurse, nurse practitioner, certified nurse midwife, master of science in nursing, American College of Lifestyle Medicine board certified. I mean, in addition to all of those things, because you're such a slacker, you're currently also in professional chef training.
I'm taking a course.
Professional chef certification. It's whole food, plant-based.
Yeah, it's funny though. I have to tell you, I have to remake a dish. So the homework is you make a dish.
Yeah.
And
you document the whole process.
You
got to
take,
right?
Take pictures.
Photos,
yeah. And then you have to talk about texture, taste, aroma, color, sight, how you dress the plate, all this other stuff. Well, I made a whole food plant-based manicotti the other day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is the manicotti the noodle part? Is it the pasta or is it the
inside? I had to do the whole thing.
Oh,
so you have to make
thing.
The pasta, you have to stuff it. It's a tofu and making the pasta. I did wheat.
You made pasta.
Yep.
By hand.
Well, let me, and the marinara. You got to make that by hand too. And the white sauce, you got to make by hand too. So this is a process, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yep. Totally forgot to take pictures,
ate
the whole thing, and I'm looking at my homework going,
I messed up. Oopsie.
So guess what we're having tonight?
You are making it again.
I'm making manicotti.
Oh my goodness.
It's been fun.
Manicotti has like a ricotta cheese inside, right?
Yep, but I substitute that with tofu. So it's tofu with a little bit of lemon juice, nutritional yeast.
Yep.
I dice up spinach.
Ooh.
So it's got that lovely color,
a
little bit of onion powder, garlic powder, and diced up onion. It really is delicious. And
that
then you put
sounds
it,
fantastic.
Stuff it in the big shells. Yeah. Well, you don't have shells because you're making it by hand. So I don't actually have shells. What I do is I roll the pasta around it.
So it's like a big flat kind of a lasagna board kind of a thing, but
yep.
it's fresh, so it's pliable.
Yep.
Wow, cool.
Pretty fun class.
I bet.
But that'd be a great Christmas holiday.
Yes.
I mean, I know a lot of families, lasagna is a great holiday dish, right?
Yeah.
You could make that easily into vegetarian, you know, adding mushrooms and spinach and the ricotta cheese that we just talked about, right?
Yeah.
And a wonderful marinara sauce.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That would be a great holiday dish. So making holiday dishes and revamping your old ones, easy to do, right?
What it requires is, you know, this is going to sound so like really misty, but I'm saying it. You have to love yourself. It's a little more thinking. Right.
Initially, once you move into this process, it's as easy as can be. I mean, there are so many resources on the internet, forks over knives. I mean, basically, you just do whole food, plant based lasagna, whole food, plant based, whatever. Lentil loaf. My son had lentil loaf for his Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah.
Was it awesome?
He said it was awesome.
He said it was awesome.
Yeah,
I had
stuffed potatoes, so that was pretty good.
I had some of those. In fact, I was just going to mention that one of the dishes you've recently learned to make in your professional chef cooking class is a sausage, a homemade sausage made with...
It's a little bit processed because it's gluten. You're using gluten.
You're using
wheat gluten is definitely taken out of the wheat.
Right.
So it is processed, but that was part of my homework.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, too. It's not like you're going to make wheat gluten sausage every day of the week.
Oh, no. And it's better than the fake sausage that you buy because there's no oil in it.
Yeah.
It is whole foods. It's just,
and for the record, it tasted great.
It was good.
It was really
it?
Super good. Yeah.
But there's no oil and there's no fat in it. But it does contain wheat gluten, which technically is not whole food plant-based. But again, getting back to the very beginning.
Yes.
I don't have to be perfect, do I?
No,
do I have to be perfect?
No.
And I don't expect that from anybody else. But I do say the more effort you put in, the more results you're going to get.
Oh, I love that. You know, what I want our listeners to know is that this really is as easy as 1, 2, 3. It's easy once you get your mindset wrapped around it. And what I want to share with you real briefly is, are you good at willpower? Does that show
Nobody's
up for you?
Willpower is horrible.
Willpower.
That's
terrible,
cruel. I think that's blaming everybody for their weight or their medical conditions.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Right.
Willpower isn't involved because you've got marketing, you've got big food industry that is undermining you constantly by adding sugar, fat, and salt to every single thing. Sugar, fat, and salt are what genetically we're made to crave because it should be so rare.
Exactly. It should be so rare. It used to be so rare. Now it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And every single potato chip, processed food, even the processed meat that they say is plant-based, is packed with fat and salt.
Yeah.
Right? So it has nothing to do with willpower. We've got to stop blaming people and start helping people.
Yeah, exactly. And that was why I brought this idea of willpower up, is like, obviously willpower is really tough and undeniable. It's undeniable. It's just, it's so hard in an environment where food is everywhere. You can find food and candy at the gas company when you go to pay your bill, or at the water company. Yeah. You find it in churches. You find it in gas stations. You find food. It's literally everywhere.
You find it in your doctor's office when you sign in and you sign out, right?
Exactly.
There's a little bowl of sugar.
Little bowl of sugar. But when you look at something different and you look at your why power, what I want you to be thinking about is your why power. What is it in you that wants something different?
Right.
You want health. You want vibrance. You want to be able to move. You know, I was saying the other day, I no longer grunt when I stand up. Well, I've lost 22 pounds this year.
Yay!
I know, it feels so good. And I did it pretty much effortlessly.
Right. No calorie counting.
I do not count calories.
You know, no starving. That's the big thing. I don't like to starve.
Yeah,
I like to eat.
I like to eat. And I've been eating what I feel is decadently. I mean, I eat a ton of stuff. So
you eat flavor.
I eat flavor. What I want to say is this holiday season, if everything is about sweets, then what I said a little bit ago was it's a little more effort at the beginning to think about it, right?
Yep.
To plan. You got to plan.
Planning
so
helps.
There's a fabulous treat. Everybody wants treats. We all want chocolate. We all want pecan pie, right? We want those sweet things, and it's fine. Have them. But plan to have something that's going to support your why. Your why of your interest in health and in mobility and in strength and stamina and energy. So can I talk about those little date things?
Talk about the date things.
Oh my gosh. I used to call them Snicker dates, but I came up with a better name for them. I'm going to call them Better Fingers.
Ooh.
Because they are so good. I found a new way to make them. So you take a date. Guys, if you have not yet found the glory and joy of medjool dates, oh my goodness, it's time. So it's like Sherry introduced me to dates about a year ago. And I told her right after she introduced me to dates, I said, I feel betrayed. Like my whole life, I have been betrayed. No one ever told me about these. Do you remember me saying that? Do I feel so betrayed?
Yeah, they're what kicked my sugar habit.
Me too. Me too. You told me that. And I was like, you know what? If Sherry could do it, I could do it. And so I take dates, medjool dates. They're, if you look at your thumb, they're about as long as your thumb. The big, big dates. You got to slit them open and take out the seed. Okay. Then you put in just a tiny bit of peanut butter, like maybe a half a teaspoon, maybe not even that much.
Maybe a quarter.
Maybe a quarter
teaspoon. It's a small area.
It's a little smear of peanut butter.
Right.
And make sure it's the kind of peanut butter that just has two ingredients, peanuts and salt. That's it.
Bam.
And then you take two, I swear this is the deal breaker right here, two dry roasted peanuts and drop those in there.
Ooh.
Two dry roasted peanuts, right?
Okay.
And then you get the vegan bittersweet chocolate chips. So they're totally amazing. They're low sugar, they're low fat, and instead of covering these things in chocolate, you drop a couple chocolate chips into it, and then you put them in the microwave for 30 seconds.
I even found chocolate that uses stevia instead.
Nice.
White sugar.
And then you put a little tiny bit of sea salt over the top. Yeah. Now, what's cool about these Better Fingers is you can put them in the microwave. You don't even have to put them in the microwave. I mean, you could literally eat them just the way I just described them. They're so good. And then you can cut them in half. So one date the size of your thumb now becomes two bites of Better Fingers. Let me assure you, if you take a plate of these to a holiday party, they will
They'll be gone.
They will
Absolutely.
Be gone. Yeah, and people are going to be raving about them.
And that's some of the strategies that we've got to talk about.
That's
Let's say you got invited to a party.
Yep.
Okay?
What are you taking?
And you're not comfortable. First of all, if you're invited to a party, eat a little bit before so that you don't just
hungry.
Like dive into it at the table.
Because if you go there and there's a big package of Lay's potato chips there. You're going to eat them.
Oh, boy, I can't eat one.
No.
I got to walk away. Yep. Blinders. Cannot see those chips.
Must not. Yeah.
So don't go hungry because then you're going to make choices that really undermine your health.
Yeah.
Take your favorite food. So I always have a black bean, mango, jalapeno, cilantro, red bell pepper salad.
Oh my gosh.
That's got lime juice for dressing.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
Touch of salt. That's it.
Yeah.
Beautiful salad.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Gone in a second.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So take what you're going to love. And this is my hint, other than the other two. Give yourself seconds first.
Yeah, take a good serving.
I have gone back for seconds because there's nothing else that I really want to eat or choose to eat, and my salad is gone. So eat a little before, take your favorite dish, and maybe take two dishes. Say, oh, you know, I was just thinking this is one of my favorites, but I had another favorite. I couldn't help but bring them both.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you've got two dishes that you love as well. And then if you feel like you're going to insult them, have just a smidgen of the other. You know, like one tiny little spoon and say, thank you so much. I'm really working at my health.
Yeah.
And end it there. But those are really nice ideas.
Those are great ideas. Those are great ideas. And easy to implement. It's super
Absolutely.
Easy. And you get to be a light to the other people. When you show
you
up to the party with something amazing and health-oriented, you're getting to be an example for other folks.
I can't tell you how surprised I am at how many people just watch me. They don't ask about it. They just watch.
Yes.
And then after a while, they start to warm up and they go, I noticed you didn't eat the barbecued ribs. Yeah, you know, it's just too high fat, too high sugar. I'm really trying to watch my health. I never say my weight. I say my health.
Nice.
And usually people go, smart.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm going to try that. So instead of four ribs, they might only have one. But you're a role model and people are watching you. Just like we used to say, your kids are watching you the whole time. Everybody's watching you.
Yeah.
So another one is if you're going to be eating at home, talk to the family. What do they want? And can you revamp it?
Right.
Or what's their priority? Can you revamp it? So maybe you still add a little animal product, but you're going to have more of the good stuff. Right? So if lasagna and they go, we have to have meatballs in our lasagna, then add three or four, one for each and not one for you. And they still get their favorites. You're still supporting yourself as well as them.
Yes.
And they get that taste, but not as much.
Nice. Right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. It's a crowding out strategy, isn't it? It's putting more of the good stuff in, making less room for the things that don't support your health and vibrance.
And negotiate with your family. Say, guys, support me on this. I'm really trying hard to be healthy for you and for our future. And a lot of people jump in on it. But most important thing, because I know we're running out of time, although we could talk for hours, obviously.
Oh, I know.
Love yourself during the holidays, please. Just be kind. No judgments. Just take care of yourself. You know what? We can deal with whatever happens in the new year.
That's exactly right. And every day is a new day, a new way to begin again. Every next meal is a new meal, a new way to begin again. If you slip up, don't beat yourself up. Just say, okay, that's fine. I just pick right back up and start right over again. So winners stand back up and keep running the race.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They don't just sit there and cry.
That's right. So Sherry, thank you so much for bringing your incredible knowledge and information. We hope you've enjoyed Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle, brought to you on KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial, right here out of Brookings, Oregon. And the beautiful Oregon coast. We're so glad you were here with us today. We'll see you again soon. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.